Begin the current daf, Masechtas Chulin daf Pei Vav. Begin 24 lines down at the top of the Yomid, but the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of this parak regarding the halachas of Kisa Adam. And that is when a chaya, wild animal, or a knife, a bird, is slaughtered, is shechted, then that blood has to be covered. So that the Mishnah continues qualifying this halacha. Cheresh sheit v'katan sheshachtu. If a deaf mute, a mentally deranged, or a minor slaughters. Now, v'acheim raim naisan, if others see them as they're slaughtering, which this was the opening halacha of our Mishnah of the Masechta, which we said that their shechit is going to be valid if others saw them slaughter and they saw that they slaughtered well. So they themselves are not obligated because they're not mechuyev in mitzvahs. But however, those others who saw them slaughter, chayim l'chasas, they have to cover the blood, as the Mishnah on the next daf teaches, that if someone slaughters and doesn't cover it, and others saw that, they have to cover. So here, the cheresh sheit v'katan themselves, although it's a proper slaughtering, because others were watching, they don't cover it. Others who see that have to cover it. Now, however, says the Mishnah, but beinon lebeinatzman, if they slaughtered between themselves, then patim l'chasas, then those who saw them slaughtered don't have to cover the blood, as the Gemara will explain the reasoning, because Rameh considers it as a complete nevela, where it was totally not slaughtered, as we said in the opening Mishnah, we can't rely on them, and Rameh considers it to that extent, that like as if it's nevela, as if it was just killed and it wasn't properly slaughtered, because no one saw the chershad v'kat and making sure that they did it properly. It says in the Mishnah, v'chein le'inyin oisev es benoi, and this same halacha applies to a previous parak regarding the halachas of slaughtering an animal on the same day as its child. Where sheshachetu, if the cheresh sheit v'katan slaughtered the animal, v'acheim ro'ein oisin, and if others saw them slaughter, so then asal eshchad acharem, then you're not to slaughter the child or the mother, whichever the other one of the peer is, after that, because it was a good slaughtering. So then you can't slaughter the child on the same day. But beinan lebeinatzman, but if they slaughtered between themselves and no adult had been witnessing it, so then Rameh or matal eshchad acharem. Rameh says, yeah, you're not to slaughter the child after them, we don't consider it slaughtered on the day, it's not a valid slaughtering. However, the Chacham Eisrim, they say it's forbidden to slaughter the child after them because maybe they did slaughter good. Now, we can't rely on them because we didn't see, but maybe it was a good slaughtering. And if that's the case, then you can't slaughter the child on the same day. Now, however, says the Mishnah, they agree, however, that if the person did slaughter the child after the Cheresh Sheit V'katan slaughtered the mother, that he won't get the 40 lashes for violating Eisav Es Benoi, because at the most, it would be a Hasra Safek, a doubtful warning, because we don't know for sure he's violating. It definitely might be that it was an avela. It might be that it was kosher. So out of doubt, you're not allowed to slaughter the child, but if it was, the person wouldn't get lashes. Now the Gemara asked regarding the opinion of the Chacham of the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. The Rabbanan, there were two halachas mentioned in our Mishnah, which Rameh was uniform in his opinion, that we consider it as an avela. When the Cheresh Sheit V'katan slaughters by themselves, we don't consider it as a slaughter. One was in the context of not having to cover the blood. And the other one was regarding that there's no Isser of Eisav Es Benoi. But the question is, Rabbanon, Maishna, Reishna, why in the first halacha regarding the Cheresh Sheit V'katan? Deloy Pligi, they don't dispute Rameh in the Reisha to obligate covering the blood of the animal that the Cheresh Sheit V'katan slaughtered out of doubt that maybe was good. There they didn't disagree. They seem to agree to Rameh that you're exempt from covering the blood. Well, Maishna save it to Pligi. So then why in the second halacha regarding Eisav Es Benoi did they disagree? And they said, no, we do have to suspect that maybe it was a good slaughtering and that it's forbidden to slaughter the child on the same day. Says the Gemara, the difference is Reisha in the first halacha of the halacha of our parak of Kisa Adam, Iyam Rinan Chayovim L'chasis, if out of doubt we would obligate the person to cover the blood that was slaughtered by the Cheresh Sheit V'katan, Amri Shchita Mal Yasei. People are going to say, oh, why do you have to cover the blood that this child had slaughtered? Because this obviously was a good slaughtering. Because Halacha of Kisa Adam only applies by Shchita. V'asi L'mecha M'shchitasin. And then your stringency is going to become as a leniency, inappropriately, because then people are going to come to eat the slaughtering that he did, which we cannot rely on. And therefore, because of that, we don't, out of doubt, obligate the covering of that blood. However, on that the Gemara asks, and then Seif and Nami. That same suspicion should apply to the second halacha too. Kiven the Kam Rabbanu Asal Eshchad Acharem, since the Rabbanu are saying that you're not allowed to slaughter the child after the slaughtering of the Cheresh Sheit V'katan, so Amr Shechita Mayasi, people can say, wait a second, Eisav Es Benoi only applies when they're slaughtering. Must be the slaughtering of the Cheresh Sheit V'katan was valid. V'asal Mecha M'shchitasan, and then they're going to come to eat from the slaughtering, so you have the same problem in the Seifa. Says the Gemara, no. Seifa, in the halacha of Eisav Es Benoi, someone that sees that they're not slaughtering the child after the slaughtering of the mother that the Cheresh Sheit V'katan had done, he's not going to understand that, oh, it's because of Eisav Es Benoi. Rather, Amri, they're going to say, Bishr, they just didn't need more meat. they're not going to know it's because of Eisar HaBanayim, and therefore there's no problem that's going to arise by suspecting the halacha of Eisar HaBanayim. In contrast to the Reisha, where why are we covering? Obviously, it's a good shechita. But then asking us why? But Reisha Nami, the halacha of Kisa Dam also, we should obligate the one who saw the chereshet of a cut and slaughter to cover it out of doubt. And even so, they're not going to come to eat from it and say, oh, must have been a good shechita. Because Ami, they'll say that covering of the blood is only lenaka chatzeru tzarach. It just wants to clean up his courtyard. It doesn't want to be dirty with blood. That's why they're covering it. They're not going to necessarily say it's because of the chiba kisa dam, just like you're saying they're not going to say by Yisrael b'nai. Says the Gemara, no. Because shachat ba'ashba, Michael Memo, what are you going to say when they had spilled the blood and slaughtered it in a garbage dump? If you're covering the blood over there, everybody knows it's not just to clean up the yard because no one's cleaning up a garbage dump. And so to Bali Malach, if let's say he comes to consult by the court, by the rabbis, where someone who had seen the minor slaughter and it's uncovered and he says, do I have to cover it? And we're going to tell him that you have to cover it. So he's going to say, must have been that it's a good slaughtering. And he's going to come to eat from it. Michael Mem, what are you going to say over there? And therefore that's why it's different, the Reisha from the Sefer. By the Reisha, it's going to be obvious that we're obligating him for Kisa Adam, and therefore we don't want to cover it out of doubt, because then they might come to eat from it, and it's an avela, it's treif, it's not kosher. At least we have to suspect that. Whereas the Sefer, no one's going to necessarily think that it's because of Eisav Esbenai, they just don't need the meat. But that is the Gemara, but according to your reasoning, you could have the same refutation, Sefer Nami. The case of the Eisav Esbenai, you should also have the problem, because Bali Malich, someone comes to consult the courts, and he says, this minor slaughtered the mother today. Could I slaughter the child? And we're going to tell him, no, you're not allowed to. So he's going to think, well, obviously because it was a slaughtering, because halacha Eisav HaBanai only applies by slaughtering. Michael Mem, what are you going to say over there? We should run into the same problem, like Eisav HaBanai, that they might come to eat from the slaughtering of the child. So Ella Rather says, the Gemara, you're right. Obviously, we have to say that the Rabbanan, they're not concerned for this, as we were describing that, oh, if we make it forbidden, then people are going to think to say that obviously his slaughtering is a proper slaughtering. No, they're not concerned for that. And that people could understand that we're only doing it out of doubt. And actually, the Rabbanan dispute also on the halacha of the Reisha. Akulim el sepligi. They disagree in both contexts of the Reisha and the Sefer. Now, so why did they only say the halacha and the Sefer? V'natru leila remeir ademasik leila milsi. They waited for a mayor to conclude his statement, his teachings, which were in two contexts, in our mission of Kis Adam and then the Sefer regarding Eisav HaBanai, v'hadu pligi levei. And then they disagreed with him, but it's going on both contexts, and in both of them they say that there actually would be, we would have to suspect that it's a good slaughtering, and therefore not only would it be Asa Eisav HaBanai, but also would require Kis Adam out of doubt. Now the Gemara now asks regarding this machlekes in our Mishnah. Bishlam Rabban Luchum, we understand the opinion of Rabban who are going stringently, because when you have a doubtful isser of biblical law, Kis Adam, Eisav HaBanai, so you go stringently. El Remeir, my time, but according to Remeir, what's the reason? Why doesn't he suspect that there is an obligation, that it was a proper shechita? Yeah, you can't eat from it, but maybe it is good, so why does he exempt from Kis Adam and from this Eisav HaBanai? So Amar B'Yakov, Amar B'Yechanan, he says, because Mechayev HaRemeir, Remeir actually obligated an individual to be liable for malchus, for lashes, ashchitasin, from the slaughtering of a chereshet of a katan, mishum nevela. Because he considers it definitively as a nevela, as a dead animal, and whoever eats from it is actually going to get lashes for eating nevela. And therefore, since he considers it definitely nevela, he's not suspecting that maybe it's kosher, and therefore there's no reason to obligate in Kis Adam and in staying away from Eisav HaBanai. So says, my time, what's the reason? Definitely nevela, maybe they did a good slaughtering? No, because Amar Abami says, Hoil v'roiv maseim, l'kukon. The majority of their actions of a deaf mute, of a mentally deranged and a minor, most of them are ruined. They don't do a good, effective act, like in this context of slaughtering. And we know we go based on roiv majorities, and therefore there's no reason to suspect at all. And therefore he exempts from Kisa Adam and from Eisav HaBanai. Now, on this answer of Abami, Amal Rav Papa Rav Huna Brei D'Bishua. Vamilan, some say it was Rav Huna Brei D'Bishua that said Rav Papa, says, my year arrived. Why is Rabbami saying, in the explanation of Remeir, because most of their actions are mekulkel, and that's why you don't have to suspect that it was a good slaughtering, a filamiyat. Even if only the minority of their actions are ruined, and even if most of them are usually good, nami, even so, would be obvious to Remeir that we would consider as a nevela, and even then not consider the halach of Kisa Adam and the Vesves Benai. Why? The Remeir chayish l'meyuta. Meir's opinion, mentioned many times in Shas, is that he suspects, he considers it significant, a minority element in an equation. Now, therefore, you have the following following sequence. Samech mi'ut lechazaka. So, the mi'ut is not bottled in the rhyme. We consider it still significant. So you take the minority, and you then put it together with the chazaka, the presumptive state that this animal had a cheskes iser, presumptive state of being forbidden, because up until we know that it's slaughtered, and we don't know that it was slaughtered because we don't know if the cheresh advokat did a good slaughtering. It has a cheskes iser, a presumptive state of being forbidden because it's a limb from a living animal. Until you know that it's slaughtered, then you know it's dead, and dead through a slaughtering, you don't know that yet. So you have a cheskes iser, you have a chazaka, and you have a mi'ut. Those two together creates the isla la ruba. That then creates a flaw in the majority, which even if you say majority of their actions are good, but the mute and the chazako will then remove from the status of the rive, and that will be how we're going to pass in the halacha. So even if the minority, together with the chazaka that there is over here of a cheska sister, would tell us that it was that it's not permitted, that it was not a slaughtered animal, and then therefore you have no obligation of a case of dam and oisav es benai. So why do you have to say rive masem makukalim, even mute masem? As Gemara proves this point, Tatan, like we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus, this idea that we're saying for the opinion of Rav Meir, the following halacha, tinik shenimtza betzada isa. There was a child that was found at the side of a piece of dough. Ubetzak biyodeh, and he has some dough in his hand. So Rav Meir mitar, he says that dough is still going to be tar, pure. V'chacham mitam, sages say, no, that dough that's beside the tinik, on the side of the child, it's tame. Why? Neshadarka shal tinik letapech. It's normal for a child to go ahead and dirty his hands in the garbage dump. Now, in Talmudic times, the garbage dump had shratzim, vermin that were dead over there, which is metame. So the child, who we see he has dough in his hands, obviously touched the dough, he who became tame from the shratzim was metame, the dough. So therefore they say that dough near him is tame. Now, Vamina, we said, my tam dremei, what's the reason of remei? Why does he say that the dough is tar? So on that says the Gemara, because Ksavar, he understood, yeah, roiv tinoikis metapchem. Majority of children, they play around the garbage dumps. But a miut emetapchem. A minority of children don't play around the garbage dumps. Now, the isazu, moreover, so there's a miut that says that the dough would be tar. Moreover, the isazu becheskes tar medis. This dough had a presumptive state of purity, up until we know that the child ruined it. So as we continue to Medbeis, samach miut lechazaka, so we explained for a mayor that. So you're going to put together the miut of children who don't play around the garbage dumps to the chazaka that the dough is anyways up until now tar v'isolei ruba, and therefore that undoes the majority of children who do become tummy in the garbage dumps. And so you see, you do say samach miut lechazaka over the rive. So if so, over here, why did Rabbi have to say that rive masei makukalim, even miut with the chazaka of Israel, even Menachai would already tell us that we don't consider this as slaughtered? And therefore, that would be sufficient for a mayor to say that you're part from Kis Adam and from the Isra of Isra B'nai. So why do you have to say Rav Masim HaKukalim? So that answers the Gemara. No. Im Amru Safik Tumalatar, if we would say, regarding the laws of purity, which are more lenient in certain regards, that a doubtful situation of Tumah, we're going to say that it's tar through the chazaka with the meat, as we just illustrated. But Yem Rusafik Isra Lahata, are we going to say a doubtful Isra prohibitory law that with just a mute and a chazaka that we're going to permit something that might be forbidden? No. If not for the fact, like Rabbi said, Rameh holds the majority of the actions are makulkul, where then you have a rave in the chazaka, we would not permit to slaughter the child after the cotton, because actually, like we said, Rameh suspects the minority. And maybe, even if that's the minority, maybe that he had slaughtered well. So you need to have the rive with a chazaka to tell you that, no, then we don't have to suspect for the cheresh advokat that was done the proper slaughter. But again, if it would have been just a miut, then that with the chazaka would not be sufficient to permit an iser, and then we would have to suspect regarding the rive. And therefore we're saying, not only do you need the rive, but you need rive and chazaka, because again, rive itself would also not be enough, that rive makukalin, because then you have a miut, and it may is chaysh lemiuta. Maybe that it was done a good slaughtering. We have the rive and the chazaka, that's this halacha of a mayor. Even for isurim, that's what Rabban was saying, that he's going to say, or they wouldn't have to suspect that it was a shkita for kis hadam and for esav espinat. Now, regarding this machalikis in our Mishnah, Gemara tells us, Hayra Rebbe Kiramir. at one point Rebbe Paskin, he ruled like Remeir in our Mishnah that says that it's like a nevela, it's not slaughtering at all. Like Rabbami explained, Rav Masei Mekul Kolam, Rav with the Chazaka, you're exempt from covering the blood and from Eisem Esbanoi. And one time Rebbe ruled like the sages, that no, we do have to suspect that maybe it was a good slaughtering, and therefore you would have to cover the blood, and there's a prohibition of Eisem Esbanoi to be suspecting for. So says the Gemara, Haimenai Dachrita, which one of these rulings were the latter one that we should rely on to say that if that was the later one that he had ruled, that obviously he had retracted from the first one. So which one is it that Rebbe ultimately held like? So the Gemara, Tasha Matzvinga, Raya, the Reb Abba Bered, Reb Chia Bar Abba, Reb Zera, have a Kaimi Beshuka de Kesari, they were in the marketplace of the Caesar, a Pischa de Beit Medrash, which was by the opening of the study hall of the Beis HaMedrash. Now, Nafik, Rebami, Ashkechin, Rebami came out and he counted these two, Reb Abba and Reb Zera, and Amalu, he said to them, Lava Minulchu, didn't I tell you, Be'idin Beit Medrash, at the time of the study hall, like Tekim Avroy, you shouldn't be outside. Maybe there's going to be someone that's going to need an understanding in his Talmudic learning. And he's going to become perturbed because he's not going to have a clarity in his teaching to ask someone inside who's going to have the right answer. And if you would be there, you'd be able to say. So you should be inside. So Reb Zera went in. Reb Abba Loyal, he didn't go in. Now, when he came in, they came in and asked Reb Zera the following question. Haiman Arachita, this teaching that we were just talking about, which one was the latter ruling of Rebbe? So Amalu Reb Zera said to them, Leshav Kisun Li Dashay Lesabi, you didn't let me ask the elder, meaning I didn't know that this was the question that was being discussed in the Beis Medrash right now when I was still outside by Reb Abba. If I was, I would have asked him. Because Dilma Shemile Me'avua, maybe Reb Abba heard from his father, Vavu Menid Reb Yechanan and his father, maybe he heard from Reb Yechanan, because Reb Chia Bar Abba, who was the father of Reb Abba, called Tlas and Yaiman every 30 days, Kamahadr Talmudi, Kamahadr Rabbi Yechanan. He would review his teachings in front of Rabbi Yechanan. So now you tell me, when I was just outside, I would have asked him. Very likely he could have heard from his father, heard from Rabbi Yechanan, the answer to this question. But says the Gemara, Samai Havala, what was the conclusion? What was the latter ruling? Says the Gemara, Toshma, come and he will prove the Shalach Rabbi Elazar LeGoyler. Rabbi Elazar sent to the diaspora, and he says, you should know, Hayra Rebbe Kremeir. The Rebbe ruled like Kremeir, and the other ruling, He wasn't concerned to tell them that Rebbe had ruled like the sages. So that is the Gemara, but v'hak Rabban and Namayari. What Rebbe Elazar is saying only that he ruled like Rameir, but as we said before, he also ruled like Rabbanan. Elashma Menor, rather we can infer from that, yeah, the reason why he only told them the one of that he ruled like Rameir, because Hodachrita, that was the latter one, which is the one that he held like, which is that we don't consider it at all as a slaughtering, and it's like an avela, and you're going to be exempt from Kis Adam, and from Eisav Esbanai, Shema Menor, from that we can infer that that was the ultimate ruling, the latter one of Rebbe, which was like Rameir. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of this parak regarding the laws of Kis Adam. Shachet Meyachayis B'Makam Echad. If someone slaughtered 100 wild animals, a slaughtering house, a shlachtos, in one place, Kis Echad L'Kulam, says the Mishnah, one covering of the blood is sufficient for all of those bloods. Meyachayis B'Makam Echad, 100 birds in one place, kisecha lekulan, it's enough to cover with one covering on all the bloods. Chayva if b'makam echad, if one slaughtered wild animals and birds in one place, here too, kisecha lekulan, it's enough to cover one covering for all the bloods. I think we'll explain the reasoning for these halachas and the braises, and the braises in the Gemara. But Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees. He says, no, shachet chayi chasana, you slaughter the wild animal, you cover it, v'achkech yishchad esayif, and then you slaughter the bird, and then you cover it. Tanur Malon the Brayis elaborating in the halach of our Mishnah, the pasuk says in VaYikra, Perek Gidzayin Pasuk Yid Gimel, says that a man from the Jewish people, from the comrades amongst you, Asher Yotzed say that if he's going to capture a chaya, like our Brayis quotes the pasuk, a wild animal or a bird which will be eaten, and he spills its blood, meaning he slaughters it, then he has to cover it with earth. Now says the Brayis, when it says chaya, kol mashma, sounds like including everything. Chaya is bay meruba, is whether there's a lot of wild animals, or bay moetis, whether there's a small amount, maybe even if it's just one. So too it says in the pasuk, oif, bird, kol mashma, it sounds like everything. Oif, a bird, is bay meruba, bay moet, whether it's a lot of birds or only one bird. Mekan number, from here is where they said, as we said in the Mishnah, shachet meichayis b'makam echad, if he slaughters 100 wild animals in one place, kisech lekulan, one covering is sufficient for all of them. Mei oif is b'makam echad, 100 birds in one place, kisech lekulan, one covering is sufficient for all of them. A wild animal and birds in one place, one covering is sufficient. But as we said in the Mishnah, he disagrees. He says, no, shachet chayechasena, you slaughter the wild animal, you cover it. And then you slaughter the bird. Like it says in the Pasig, chaya oy oif, a wild animal or the bird, where the Pasig is interrupting between the two of them to require a separate covering for each one. On that, Amrulai, on that, the sages said back to Behuda, the Pasig after that says, ki nefesh kal basa, because the soul of all flesh, damai benafshihu, its blood is in its soul. Says the Gemara, Maikum Hadrile, what do you see from that Pasig that they're responding and disagreeing with Rabbi Huda? Says Gemara, Hachikam Ali Rabban, this is what the Rabban were saying. Hi, oi, they were responding to, which it doesn't say there in the Braisa, so they're only quoting the last part of the words of the Rabbanan. Hi, oi, mi boili lechalik. They were saying that oi doesn't say that there's requiring a separate kisa adam on the chayin oif. It's just there to separate, because if you didn't have the word oi, I would have thought to say that you don't need any kisa adam unless you're slaughtering a chaya and a oif. The oi is just to say either or, but not that it requires a separate kisa adam. On that, Rabbi Yehuda, which it also doesn't say, no, lechalik, to separate, midamai nafke, that he knows from the singularity of damai, its blood, which says even one animal, not that you need a chaya and a oif. With Rabbanan, regarding that point that they were responding, that the Braisa quotes, no, damai tuva mashma, the word its blood could even mean many animals. Like it says in the next pasuk, ki nefesh kol basar, it's saying in the plural, all flesh, damai benafshu, its blood is in its soul. So you see that even though it's kol in the plural, it could use damai, and therefore they're refuting his point that from damai you see that it's even one, it can mean many. And therefore, rather they say, what is ay coming to teach us? That's coming to teach us lachalik, and not to require a separate kis adam, like Rabbi Yehuda says. Now, Amar B'chanina, he says, maidahay Rabbi Yehuda l'ina bracha. Although Rabbi Yehuda considers them as separate, and that he requires a separate covering for the chai and the eif, but he agreed regarding the blessing on the slaughtering, which one has to make a bracha before he shechts, she'in mevarach ila bracha achas, that he only makes one bracha, he doesn't have to go ahead and make another blessing after you cover the blood, before he goes and then slaughters the other one. As we said, you have to first cover according to Yehuda, and then then slaughter the other one, and then do a covering. He says it doesn't require a new blessing. However, on this teaching, Amr Ravina Lurav Achabare Dirava, Amrilan, some say it was Rav Achabare Dirava, Lurav Ashi, says, why? Maishnam mi Talmidei Dirav. Why is it different than the following incident of the students of Rav? Dirav Breina, Rav Chananel, who were both Talmidei Dirav, they were students of Rav. Haviyasi Besudasa, they were sitting and eating a meal. Koi Malai, Rav Yeva Sava. Rav Yeva, the elder, he was serving them by this meal. And he was attending to them. So Amr Le, they said to him, when they were finished the meal, Hav Livrach. Go ahead, pour the cup for benching, for Birchas Hamazon, and that we could go ahead and bench on it and say the grace after meals. Then they changed their mind. They said, no, Had Armali. Then they told them, Hav Lishte, you know what, that cup that you're pouring for us, don't make it the cup for Birchas Hamazon, bring it, we just want to drink further in the meal. On that, Amalahu Rav Yehuda Sava, Rav Yehuda, the elder said to them, no, Hachem Rav, this is what Rav said. Kiven to Amah Hav Levech, once they say, let us go ahead, bless, and use the cup for benching, they have already revealed their intention that they finished the meal already. And therefore, itzalei l'mitzvah chamer, you're not allowed to go ahead and drink wine anymore until you first make a new bracha before it, because it's not combining anymore with the first meal, because that meal is over. You want to drink a cup of wine? You would have to make a new bracha. It's not considered part of the previous meal. So, says the Gemara, so hachinami hiroso, kiven itzalei l'chesuyei, since we require him to go ahead and make a covering of the blood, so he stopped his slaughtering, because you have to cover the blood. Then when he does, continues slaughtering the other type, from the chaya to the yif, ichayv le bracha. That's required a new blessing. It's a new act of slaughtering because you stopped it, just like birchas hamazon, the brachas. You stopped it. You have to make a new, you're starting again, you make a new bracha. Here also, it's requiring a new bracha on the shechita, on the slaughtering. So the Gemara knows, the Gittin is about pezayim and alf. Hachi hashta, can you compare the two halachas? Hasim over there, by birchas hamazon, the kais for benching, you can't be drinking and blessing at the same time. So therefore, when you say so they're already giving their intention to stop drinking, because when you're benching, you're not drinking. However, hacha over here, even though they know that they're going to have to cover the first bloods before they move on to slaughter the other type, they didn't remove their consciousness, their intentions of slaughtering. And every moment then at that time is a moment of slaughtering, even at the time that they're covering the blood. Because Esher the Shachet Bechada, you could go ahead and slaughter with one hand, Umichse Bechada, and cover the blood with the other hand. So that's not a contradiction. It's not mutually exclusive to say, okay, this is done, now we're going to start a new thing. No, you have to cover it, but that doesn't interrupt the Shechita. You have intention to slaughter a Chaya and a Oiv, and you're going to continue slaughtering. And you could even do it at the same time as covering the blood. That's a different halacha. You have to cover it, but that doesn't interrupt and say that it's a contradiction to the slaughtering, in contrast to the Birchas HaMazon, where there, when you're benching, you're not drinking, it's a separation in the activity of drinking, and that's why we're saying that you would have to make a new bracha, in contrast to the lachas of Shechita. That's it says even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's one bracha of the slaughtering before them is sufficient for both of them.